Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Achtung Millwall yearbook is now available via the millwallsupportersclub.co.uk store. Visit the millwallsupportersclub.co.uk store and buy your copy of the Achtung Millwall yearbook. Just £13, including postage and packing within the UK. It's 128 pages worth of Millwall news, views and opinion. It's a great Christmas present. Visit the millwallsupportersclub.co.uk store. All profits will benefit Demelza, Evelina and the Millwall Community Trust Foods Delivery Service.
You're listening to Achtung Millwall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Birmingham. Accept no substitute.
Huge welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to a Sunday morning edition of Achtung Millwall. Joining me on the show just before he's about to shoot out to the Lionesses is Harry Warren. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Cheers, mate. Just about to shoot out, but let's hope we can make it two wins for both our sides this weekend, eh?
Yeah. Obviously, the Lionesses are playing the new London Lionesses. Very confusing named club, but not that is not the the breakaway club. This is a West London-based side, apparently. So, Women's FA Cup Day. It's a big day for the Lionesses today, Harry.
Yeah, it is. And obviously, I think they're near enough a sellout. I think there was the last few tickets knocking about last night. I think there was about 20 left the last day. I don't know if they managed to sell them, which obviously I'm saying sell, but they were free. So if anyone's listening to this by the time it goes out and they can quickly get down there, if you can get a ticket, by all means go. It's free football.
So St Paul's in Rotherhithe, it's really taken off. It's really nice to see, Harry. I know we've been giving a bit of coverage to the Lionesses this season, but, you know, to have nearly just short of 300 people watching what is effectively a non-league game at any level in non-league, if you get 300 people, you know, I'm thinking of, I don't know, Canvey or Barking or, you know, Fisher or teams like that, that's a decent crowd by anyone's, you know, anyone's measure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's no praise in self-praise, but I think the work that Ryan and Michael have done, and I think as well, it's nice to have, regardless whether they were men or women football players, to have the access we've been given, and we must thank the club for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to learn about the girls has been good, and obviously it's a little bit more intimate with there's less of you, and it has been. So I think at the end of the day, if you can afford to get down there, it's for nothing, and you can go along and support them. They really do appreciate it. So it's an even more small club, you know, how we say, you know, you get to learn the same faces at the Den. Well, you definitely get to learn the same faces if there's 300, you know what I mean? So it's a little bit of that.
Great stuff. Well, you've been doing good work yourself on it, mate. So, you know, include you in on that promotion, because I think it's just great to see it. But the reason I've got you taking time out of your day is to talk about Rotherham yesterday. I thought that was a professional win. I saw it described as such online. I think that's probably the best way I can put it, because it was a difficult first half up there, Harry, wasn't it? And yet we prevailed in the second half. That was a kind of result that a while ago, you know, under previous regimes, maybe we wouldn't have seen. And you can't ask for much more than go to a tough Northern away day like that and pick up 3 points. I know there are criticisms of the performance, but that's the bottom line for me. How did you see it?
Well, I think you're right in a lot of what you've said. I think that to look at it in a negative way is just a very, very Millwall trait. I mean, 4 from 6, okay. Yeah. The you know, you would have liked to have won at home, and then if you'd gone and drawn away at Rotherham and battered Rotherham for 90 minutes and just not got the goal, for some strange reason, people would have been happier, I think. Which is very odd. But, you know, I understand that's our mindset. But, yeah, I think to have 4 points from 6 games, to have nicked a pot, you know, realistically, we've been played badly for 2 games and got 4 points. That's, if you play badly and win, that's a mark of a truly great side, isn't it? So, yeah, I think, yes, we know we're not very creative. Yes, we know that there are flaws with this side. There will be flaws with any Millwall side, unfortunately, dear listener. And there will be, you know. We're not at the top table. As much as we would like to think that we are not. And with the resources that we've got and the players we've brought in, some will work, some won't work. And I think we're not quite at the races yet, but that can happen to any side. I mean, look at Man United yesterday. They look like strangers in the dark, you know.
It can happen to the very best. I mean, I think we're also still in this very strange period of football generally, Harry. I mean, we had the restart, you know, a couple of months ago now, back in June, July. And it feels a little bit like that at the moment. You know, we come up against two pretty strong physical sides in Stoke City at home. And then for me, Rotherham yesterday were, you know, they were full on. I thought they looked like a powerful unit, if not the most imaginative team ever. But they certainly knew how to get the ball forward strong and hard, and for us to have contained that, and I know we skidded by the, you know, seat of our pants a little bit at times in that first half, but it was still 0-0. Whatever way you want to look at it, we didn't concede despite being under the cosh a little. And then to come back in the second half, a much better performance, start passing the ball, play to our strengths, shows there's a resilience in the team that comes from the management and through the spine of the team. Because, you know, you and me have said on previous occasions, you know, there have been Millwall sides that may have folded. I mean, we may have got beat, you know, in the past up there 1-0 rather than coming away with a 1-0 win. You've got to take your hat off to that steel to overcome a tough, powerful side, which is what Rotherham were for me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was treated to the Rotherham commentary.
Lucky you, mate. Lucky
I know,
you.
I know. It was eye-opening. It was eye-opening. You know, the level of professionalism up north, you've only got to link coronavirus to levels of professionalism. they are a very strange bunch. They seem to delight in the fact that they are back in the Championship, which, fair play, they are. But
yeah,
seem
yeah.
like that they will be able to, basically, they're playing for set pieces, and this should be applauded. Like, it's a novel it's a novel thing in football that you probably score goals from corners and stuff like that. So it's quite they seem to think that we were much of a muchness, that we weren't really to be feared, which was quite weird, because I think we are to be feared. I think we are a strange side in this fact that we can do both. We can play football and we can also rough you up if we need to. I think that's got to be looked at as a plus point for Gary Rowett's side. The merging of Gary Rowett's regime with the Neil Harris regime ends up that you have sort of this weird half a side that can play football and half a side that just want to keep
look and mix it. Yeah,
you know, and I think that's to sometimes that will be for our benefit. Other times it will be to our detriment. And I think when we are given the ball for large periods of the game, it shows that it's to our detriment. But in games like that, where you need someone that's going to dish it out, I thought Hutchinson was immense yesterday.
I thought the whole defence, Harry. I thought I'd include Jake in that as well, and to some extent Pierce. I know you're not his greatest fan, but the unit.
Not his greatest fan. He's the new boo boy for me.
But as a unit, I thought that was a strong defensive performance.
The thing that annoys me with Pierce, and this is a very personal thing, is the fact that I think he's keeping a better centre defender out of the team because of his off the field ability, and that is a dangerous thing. That was obviously shown by Neil Harris to a certain extent with Morrison. You know, you felt like you had to have Morrison. I think that's a very dangerous thing. You should have 11 leaders. You shouldn't need to be banging Pierce into the side to tell people what to do. I just think that's
The Millwall commentary, Carl Bates and Max something, Max, not Max Miller, but Max, there was a guy called Max as his oppo. They were praising
Max Beaverbrook.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Max Beaverbrook. They were praising Pierce's communication skills and the way he barks orders out, which is apparently much more noticeable in the empty stadium. I thought we looked, you know, they brought Murray Wallace in late. And I think it's hard on Murray Wallace not to be in that three-man defence. He's done nothing wrong for me. Pierce, I thought, was okay. That's probably damning him with faint praise. But the defensive unit, by that I mean Jake Cooper and Hutchinson, who you've mentioned, I thought we were in Manchester. Except it was a tough, that first half was a tough gig up there, Harry. I mean, they had a few chances to score, which they didn't take. But to you know, to prevail in the face of a bombardment like that is a tribute to that unit, I felt.
Yeah, I mean, if you're only giving them, I don't think they created anything that was majorly clear cut.
No, they had the ball flying back and forth, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think that's to be applauded. I mean, Jake got hit in the mush a couple of times and was definitely.
Edge roughed up. They came to the ropes, push them about. You know, the referee I thought was poor on that front because you could see what Rotherham were doing.
I think they're all poor. But that, I mean, that's only proven. I think I still stand by this. I think they got it wrong when they done VAR. They shouldn't have taken it to the Premier League until it was completely all the problems that we're finding still in what second or third season of VAR. You know, you know, that maybe it should have been done at the Football League, and the Premier League could have paid for it and got it all working in our divisions.
Because, they can't even get the bloody iPhone stream going there.
Well, that's our division. Not the Premier League. The Premier League would have sorted that out by now. You know, they'd have been on red button service and whatever.
You'd hope.
It dropped out on me a couple of times, the iFollow, to be fair. And then I knew that Millwall had scored before we had scored.
That's right. They had the commentary stream ahead of the video, so Carl Bates was mystic. Carl Bates telling you what's going to happen a moment before it actually did happen. But I've emailed them just to make the point. I think listeners, you've got to bombard iFollow and EFL with complaints because unless you're getting what you've paid for, Harry, and I don't think that's I don't think that's an unreasonable demand, is it? If you pay the tenner, you're entitled to a stream that actually where the pictures and the commentary are, you know, in sync. But if you don't complain, they won't take any notice of you. So my recommendation to people is to email the EFL. To keep it polite, of course, but make your point. Malone and Romeo yesterday, I thought that's a great potential combination. I thought Romeo looked a little rusty, Harry, at times yesterday. But I like that as a combination on the left and right side.
Yeah, I think Scott Malone looks, you know, very experienced now, actually, Scott Malone. You know, he seems... I mean, even the tweet afterwards was very, you know, late last night was quite measured and quite.
Has the air of management about it, doesn't it? You know, it's that kind of measured, as you say. Yeah,
I suppose coming out of Derby, if there's one thing you can pick up, is crisis management. I suppose
not to do.
Yeah, don't arrange a team do and not lay on suitable home finding taxis. You know, I think that Romeo, you know, has had an injury. He's not really fit. You can tell that. But with Billy Mitchell being out, Leonard's not a right midfielder.
Not ideally,
Woods,
no.
Woods. I mean, there was a clip where Woods had his shirt up, and he looks fat. I'm not just saying that. For a football player, he looks fat. I don't know what Ryan Wood's been eating. He looks fat for a football player. You know, he's got some love handles in him, the boy.
Nothing wrong with that, mate. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that if you're sitting drinking 4 pints, watching it on the iFollow. But there is a problem when you're strolling around the midfield at the New York Stadium in Rotherham.
his passing ability is a standout. I mean, when he gets the ball, he's got the ability to find time and make the pass. I mean, I think he gets stronger each time I see him, Ryan Woods. So, I
thought he had a bad game yesterday, to be honest.
Did you? You didn't like him? I thought whenever he got the ball.
I just felt like he. I think the problem with Ryan Woods is that if he gets marked out the game, we're very, very... If you work out that, you know, if you don't give him the time and space, then he's a passenger because he can't really do anything else. That's just... It's a bit like what happens with Williams as well, you know. When we were in League One, when we relied on Williams for the same thing, you know, people marking out the game, they work it out. And that's why you kind of... want a Ben Thompson or a Billy Mitchell to give you something else. And obviously, Rowett then came out and said that he'd rested Thompson for Wednesday night, which was, or Tuesday night, whenever we were playing Burnley.
Yeah, he weren't even on the bench, Ben Thompson, was
yeah,
he?
So it was quite weird. That's a big call from the management, to be fair, to go to Rotherham and trust the players to get the job done in that squad, because I didn't think, you know, looking at the bench, it was, again, your Bob Varson, Smith, Mahoney, but then after that, you're looking at, you know, not very much. And
no.
I know you've said about quality on the pod. I don't necessarily agree with the fact that we've got a lack of quality. What I think is that we've got a lack of different ways, and the quality we've got is good. You know, we've got loads of options out wide now. Whether or not you think Scalak's any good or not is another question. But you've got Mahoney, Wallace, Bennett, Ferguson, you know, that all play in that formation. You don't have to play three, so I suppose you could play two up front and drop one of the wingers almost. But it's very weird to have a Millwall side where we don't really have a blood and thunder leader. And I think that's what we do miss. We miss a bit of a experienced older head in the midfield, just sort of running the show. I think Woods is quite a diminutive figure, and we just need a bit of I'd like some experience. I would like not really like Tom Huddleston, but you know what I mean. Someone that's been
some of that
a
ilk.
Higher level that's done it. And I think Aaron touched on that on the show. I think that comes back to recruitment. But again, if we're losing £1 million a week, and I think maybe that goes back to why they rested Thompson, because they need to beat Burnley to get the TV money for the
second game. Yeah, it'll be very, very handy. I mean, you know, poor first half. Let's not beat around the bush. I thought we were a little bit aimless in our passing, having praised Ryan Woods. I think you're really talking about the Ryan Woods and the Mill performance of the second half more than the first, to other than the fact that we sustained pressure in the first half and got through it. We were much better in the second half. I mean, the goal was nicely taken by Jed, which was basically a long ball forwards from defence, if I'm remembering. I haven't seen it since. So I'm going purely by memory, Harry, and that was a ball forwards, which Jed escaped his last man. I think it was a slight defensive error, which gave Jed the freedom to run on goal, and he finished it off as he does. And that was the margin in the end that won the game. But we were a better side in the second half. We kept it on the deck more, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I think, I mean, the goal comes from there. They have a free kick sort of in the channel, and their keeper pumps it long. I think Cooper wins a header, and then it's just I think it's Bradshaw or somebody else who just flicks it on and like sort of with a hook pass, a very, very like, you know, just into an area, and their defender sort of let it roll underneath their foot. I don't know. Again, your follow coverage isn't great from
no.
that camera angle, but
no.
Jed seized it. Their keeper decided to, for some unknown reason, God knows why, he had a rush of blood to the head and comes, you know, 30 yards out. He's got, you know, you're not, that's a bit too early. I think he's hit the panic button, but
yeah.
Jed just almost run it in. But yeah, you're right, we were good in periods. I think it's at the end of the day, I think we're flogging a dead horse in the sense that it doesn't matter how we play as long as we win, and I'll stand by that as much as anyone. I know you go to football to be entertained, or you pay £10 on iFollow. To be honest, the most entertaining thing on iFollow is iFollow, isn't it? It's just what's going to go wrong today. But, you know, it's a very weird, weird situation. You look at the table, there's teams that have got two wins so far. You know, Luton and Reading, would I say,
well,
at the end of the season? No.
We're six, Harry, after two. I know it's only two games. And I
end of season, lockdown, go straight to the playoffs.
Go straight, 4 out of 6 points. I mean, there's a couple of posts I got from Twitter. Run, Dave, run, says we're unbeaten in all competitions, which, you know, we are.
We haven't conceded in the league.
No. So it's a good start. I mean, Rob Carnaby says that's not good enough for some. That is a very Millwall trait. There's always a demanding streak across the, you know, the Mill support. I don't know what Millwall they think they've followed over the years. We've never been a team that has you know, kind of had glory, and the trophy cupboard is hardly groaning with silverware. So that's a good start by any stretch of the imagination in Mill history. And as you say, Scott Malone, he says that's what we wanted to achieve in 90 minutes this season. We've gone to a strong physical side and come away with 3 points. These points will be invaluable come May. That's a very sensible summary of yesterday's performance, I'd say, Harry.
That's, That's ambition. What's that down the den? I don't know. Normally it's mid-table and a job well done and a walk around the pitch with Mr. Byfer now telling you not to go on the pitch. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we've taken 4 points from two games. We've got a big game against Burnley. We've also got a very big game against Brentford. I know City are a carrot, but I'd rather win against Brentford than I would against Burnley, like every sensible Millwall fan would. I know it would be nice to play Man City, but we can't be there, so it doesn't matter.
No.
If we were allowed to be there, I'd be totally the opposite way off that.
But you're right. You've got to look at it from... You've got to look at it from the financial point of view, Harry. That would be a major money spinner for the club, even if it is behind closed doors. The attention that it would draw, and then the TV and all the rest of it. So that's got to be, you know, what we want in the short term. So
Aaron Poll would be climbing over his BBC Five Live colleagues to get to watch the thing that he really wants to watch, which is Pep Guardiola turn up at the Millwall Caf before the game with the rubbish insinuates going and
a cup of Maxwell House coffee.
Yeah, and the winds blowing across to Senegal fields and the dirty smell of the incinerator going. You know, we've all been there. Zampa Fish maybe chucking some rotten fish out.
Yeah, someone might have had a piss around the back. Was it on the night?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. I want it to be horrible. I know we're not allowed to go, but maybe wish him a welcome party.
Give him a taste of it.
Yeah, give them it's a, what do they call it? Like when you have a mezze board of Millwall tastes before you walk in. But yeah, it would be nice. But again, I'd rather beat Brentford because I think promotion's worth more than a thing. And I know everyone's talking about getting to the playoffs. I mean, I'll say this now, I'll say it all season. It's no good if we get to the playoffs if we don't go up. I can't deal with that again. I've had that once in my life. I can't deal with it again. In the championship. So it's look, at the end of the day, we've still not got our main signing. Our main signing is still not played. Hopefully he plays against Brentford and scores that trick. That'd be good.
That'd be the way to go. Wonderful stuff. Harry Warren on a Sunday morning. Really appreciate your time, mate. You've got to get going. You've got a Lionesses game to get to. So I won't keep you any longer, Harry.
Yeah, cheers, mate. No worries.
Huge thank you for coming on the show, mate. Much appreciated.
Right. I'll speak to you Thursday.
Yeah, talk to you Thursday for more Harry Warren. Take care, mate. All the best.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Achtung Millwall Yearbook is now available via the Millwall Supporters Club.co.uk store. Visit the Millwall Supporters Club.co.uk store and buy your copy of the Achtung Millwall Yearbook, just £13, including postage and packing within the UK. It's 128 pages worth of Millwall news, views and opinion. It's a great Christmas present. Visit the Millwall Supporters Club.co.uk store. All profits will benefit Demelza, Evelina and the Millwall Community Trust Foods Delivery Service.